The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Radio, Inc., or the program sponsors.
Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booz. The topics explored on this program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booz wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
Hey, good sunny morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to Living Well. I'm Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and hope everybody's having a great weekend. I really am. It's been a great weekend, and grateful for a lot of the folks out there who have helped me out recently. We've got things building in our home, and there's a guy by the name of Chad Lane, and if you ever need some help on a home project, Chad Lane is definitely the guy to see, and came by, looked at some things, and got some great electricians out there, and appreciate, and I'm all share some contacts. If you're new to Tulsa, you need to know who to go see. These are all, you know, unpaid for recommendations, but I appreciate the folks who I've had come by recently, and was thinking about the word gratitude. Did you ever look up a word because you thought you knew what it meant? And gratitude, the state of being grateful, thankfulness. And I want to really kind of recommend to you something for your health. I'm going to write a prescription for each of you this morning. And that is to sit down and write down a list of as many things as you can think of that you have gratitude for, that you're thankful for. Sometimes the word gratitude doesn't compute in your head, but thankful, that you're thankful for. And start out with simple stuff, you know, just because sometimes you'll sit there and can't think of anything. And it's but if you start priming the pump, but being thankful for the shoes you have on. I know that sounds silly, but being thankful that you for your coffee mug. You know, and it starts going into, you know, your course, the things that your spouse does for you, who she is for you. And your mom and your if you're lucky enough to have your dad around, and just being grateful for those people, and just sitting back and kind of thinking about that for a little bit, and you're going to see that by itself, if you're ever having some stress, that by itself is going to free you up a lot. Well, it really is. I am a doctor of chiropractic. I'm not an MD. If you came to my office looking for drugs or surgery, you would most definitely be in the wrong office, and we just don't do those things. You'd be disappointed, and not because I don't think those things are good. I mean, there are times that they're definitely good. They're not always bad. Absolutely not. Drugs and surgeries have obviously saved lives, so I don't mean to give out that impression, but I didn't seek a profession that provided drugs or surgery, and hope we remain that way. I say I hope so, because right now there was, in the last year or two, legislation in Florida and New Mexico that have pushed to have doctors of chiropractic have certain types of prescription rights, and I'm a member of a group where we fight to see that's pushed down, because I'd like to see my profession remain unsullied and be what it's supposed to be. I want a profession that's there to provide a different solution, because there's definitely a solution that sometimes folks don't even think is possible or even think is plausible, but there's a different solution, and I think it's so important, because as great as drugs and surgery are, as much as we think they are, they're part of a predicament, a big predicament there in the U.S. that we need to address. And we really do need to address the estimated 2.4 million unnecessary surgeries each year at the cost of 11,900 lives. That's something I memorized about 5 years ago, so it's probably gone up since then. Hopefully it hadn't. Yeah, 2.4 million unnecessary surgeries each year at the cost of 11,900 lives. We need to address that the U.S., you know, we make up about 5% of the entire planet. Our population does. 5% of the planet. Yet we take 67% of the drugs made in the world. Let that compute just a second. We have 5% of the population, and we take 67% of the drugs made in the world. And, you know, just a couple miles from here, Memorial High School, it's where I went to high school there in Hudson Avenue. And there were different names that were used for different groups in our high school. You know, there were the jocks, the guys who were athletic, of course. And if you were popular, they were like a cheerleader, you were called a soche. And then there were the greasers for those two groups. Remember the book, The Outsiders? It was written by S.E. Hinton, Oklahoma's own. And I made a big movie about it with Tom Cruise and Patrick Swayze and a bunch of popular folks. And there were the greasers, and then there were the druggies, or the dopers. And obviously those were the pot smokers and those that took drugs. Well, folks, guess what? Which ones are we on this planet? Yeah, we're the druggies. Here in the U.S., we're the dopers. And guess why? Is it because we're so advanced and scientific? No, and that's an emphatic no. Did you know that 6% of drug advertising, you'll watch the drug advertisements and it has those people running through a field and smiling and looking at balloons floating through the sky, and all the while there's some guy talking about all the deadly effects it has, that 6% of the drug advertising is supported by scientific evidence. 6%. Now, did I just think that up in my garage? Dr. Howard Booz, Tulsa chiropractor, just thought that up in his garage. No, that's according to the British Medical Journal, February 28th, page 485. So how did this happen? You know, we spend $7,400 per person in the United States for health care, $7,400 per person. And that's one area I guess we can be proud of. We're the number one in drugs, and we're number one in spenders for health care in the world, number one. But as Dr. Phil, chiropractic patient, by the way, would say, how's that working for you? How's it working for us? Are we number one in health care? No, we're not. A big no. I mean, the U.S. is still 37th in health system performance. 37th. Did you hear that? We spend more than anybody else, but we come up a sorry 37th place. We're not even the top 10. You know, if OU or OSU had a coach like that, we'd fire them. You know, we rank 46th in mortality. And sadly, 41 in infant mortality. That's science? That's scientific? 136,000 people die each year from properly prescribed medications. This little inconvenient truth, as Al Gore would like to say, is from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, what do you think causes more death in the USA? Do you think it's cancer? If you thought that, you'd be wrong. Do you think it's maybe heart disease? Did you see that advertised a lot? And it is dangerous. And again, you'd be wrong if that was your final answer. But I'm sorry to say this, folks. The American medical system is the leading cause of death and injury in the United States. And I hate to say that. I have a lot of great friends who are just passionate, intelligent, caring doctors and nurses. I hate to say that. And I think sometimes that the working orders that come down from above, so to speak, in our medical system is where the problem lies. Not with individual docs out there, the nurses that are working their guts out. But 783,936 die annually due to, according to several reference journals, 783,936 die annually due to medical care. Heart disease, 699,000. Cancer, 553,000. And that's, by the way, that's an old stat, by the way. That's probably about 6 years old that I found. I need to update that one. Because it's... And the reason why that is why is that? Why is it we find ourselves in this predicament? It's because what's provided for most is not health care. It's sick care. And the sickness business is reactive. Despite its enormous size, you know, people become customers only when they react to symptoms or a specific condition or complaint. And the business I'm in doesn't do that. The wellness business is proactive. Patients voluntarily engaged to feel healthier, to reduce the effects of aging, and to avoid becoming customers of the sickness business. So how do we bring about this change? That's what I want to talk about this morning. How do we bring about this change? And first off, it starts in your family. And what can you do besides sit around and hope things get better, hoping some politician is going to pass a bill that bails you out, maybe some clause in the big, gigantic, thick Obamacare book will have something that's going to save your life. In my humble opinion, you don't wait. You don't wait. There was a guy who I think the world of was, his name was Buckminster Fuller. An amazing guy, creative genius, very quiet man. And he was a designer of several things, like he designed the geodesic dome and had some just amazing ideas, headed up at the Hunger Project years ago that I was a part of. And he said, among other things, this is what he said: you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change, build a new model that makes the old model obsolete. And I want to tell you about a study. And the study was done in Illinois, took 700,000 folks who enrolled in Blue Cross Blue Shield, 700,000 in Illinois, largest managed care plan that's up there. And this managed care program used chiropractors as their primary care physician. The enrollees had to see their chiropractor at least four times a year. The test ran for 2 years. And listen to the results of this. Hospitalization was reduced by approximately 60%. They reduced outpatient surgeries and procedures by approximately 85%. They reduced pharmaceutical drug use by approximately 56%. And listen to this. There were practically no C-section deliveries as compared to an average 22% outside of this program. And I think that number's growing by leaps and bounds, because I guess God did not make women's pelvises right the last few years, especially if you have good insurance, he says sarcastically. But you say you're afraid to change. You know, what else do you do? What else do you do? Well, for the last 34 years, I've practiced effective, painless, safe chiropractic care. I lost many of you just then when I said the word chiropractic, because everybody has in their head what they think it is. And what's sad is you've been conditioned and programmed to believe something that's just totally not true. And I want to address this issue, because I want to address this issue, the safety issue especially, because if that's your concern, you know, I read last night that the average malpractice insurance for an MD, the average malpractice insurance in the state of Oklahoma was $17,000 a year, which I thought that was pretty cheap, because there's other specialties where it's higher, $34,000 for some specialties. But $17,000 a year, the basic malpractice insurance premium for an MD. Mine is $1,200. And I see a lot of people. I see a bunch of folks. So I wonder why that is. You think it's just because the insurance carriers like me and they hate MDs? I don't think that's it. Let me tell you why, if you haven't guessed it already. You know, if you want life insurance, the premiums are higher if you smoke and you skydive, things like that. Why? Because those are two dangerous activities. And I guess if you smoke and why you skydive, that'd be even a higher premium. Why? It's because the danger's greater, which is safer. Chiropractic care, an average $1,200 a year malpractice, or medical care providing it an average $17,000 a year. I'll let you figure that one out. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and you, my friend, are listening to Living Well here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Hey, welcome back. Cammie Hayes there earlier was reporting about the going out to the fairgrounds and being able to drop off your stuff out there. My daughter's out there this morning, or I guess, what time does that start? I believe it starts at, I can't tell you, but I'm sure Cammie can tell you here pretty soon. Somebody knows when that's going to, it's today. It's the fairgrounds pollutant collection. It was yesterday and today. Here it is, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tulsa Fairgrounds at 15th and Sandusky if you're new to T-Town. And says we're not anti-chemical, we're anti-storing chemicals in your home. Storing even a half a bottle of drain cleaner makes your home, neighborhood, and planet a little less safe. So if you have to use chemicals, you know, buy what you need and use them. But if you have some left over, take them out to the semi-annual fairgrounds pollutant collection. The collection is for residents of Bigsby, Broken Arrow, Claremore, Collinsville, Coweta, Glenpool, Jinx, Owosso, Sand Springs, Tulsa, and Tulsa County only, not businesses. So, but you enter there at 15th and Sandusky at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds, and transport pollutants to the event in the trunk of your car or the bed of a truck, and there'll be trained volunteers there who will remove the pollutants from your vehicle for you. And the items they accept include household cleaners, pesticides, fertilizers, automotive fluids, cooking oil, batteries, all fluorescent light bulbs, small ammunition, smoke alarms, aerosol paint, hobby paint, pool chemicals, wow, a bunch of stuff. Items containing mercury, gasoline, unused or out-of-date prescription medications. If there's a shady-looking guy there who wants to take your prescription medications, have him show you an ID. But so anyway, get out there today and 10 to 3, and I want to thank those fine folks out there who volunteer to do this. They don't get paid anything, and good-looking people like my daughter are out there this morning. So thank you very much. So I read this morning, I'm going to get back on my train here, I read this morning at about 3 a.m. Seriously, it was about 3 a.m. I had to get up about 6 a.m., so you do the math there. And this is what I read at 3 a.m. Sleep shortage may damage the brain. This is posted January 15th, 2014. Sleep, brain, and mental performance. Maybe that's the problem. Previously, studies have identified blood-based markers of brain injury. Now, I'm going to read this, but it's not on test or anything, so don't worry about it. But neuron-specific analase, which I'm sure you know as NSE, is a glycolytic enzyme that's localized primarily to the neuronal cytoplasm. Obviously, we all knew that. S100B is a calcium-binding protein localized to astroglial cells. And so I'm probably losing some of you here, but it's basically says in one condition they were sleep deprived for one night, while in the other condition they slept for approximately 8 hours. The team observed that a night of total sleep loss was followed by increased blood concentrations of NSE and SB100. Just remember, that's just bad stuff. And the lead author simplified the report by summarizing that our results indicate that a lack of sleep may promote neurodegenerative processes. That's not good, folks. So I'm going to promise my wife I'm going to have a nap today, and among other things. But so I was talking about that we are in a predicament, that we're in a situation to where we consider drugs and surgery health care when it's actually sick care, and most of us don't participate in health care, sadly to say. And we talked about how we're druggies in the United States. We're 5% of the population, 5%, and we take over 67% of the drugs made on the planet. So that's got to, you know, most people who, it's not that we can't get drugs to these folks. It just means we take a bunch of them here. We're advertised to the hilt. I have people come in all the time and say, you know, I think I've got that condition, and it's something on TV, you know, some kind of condition, and you can talk yourself into so many different things. You really can. Huge mind-body connection. But to switch gears here just for a second, because I want to address a few comments I got just recently from last week's show. And it was last Sunday's show or the Sunday before that, I can't remember. And we talked about how eating sugar, among other carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, raises your insulin levels. And I think that's pretty common knowledge. Eating sugar and other refined carbohydrates raises your insulin level. But we added to a lot of surprise folks that eating sugar doesn't just raise your insulin, but it also raises your blood pressure. Check that out sometime. You know, start with a kind of a fasting blood pressure and then eat some sugar and see how that affects you. That came as quite a surprise to many of you from the comments I got in the office and the following week. And guess what else that evil white villain does? Well, the same enzyme that statins were invented to inhibit, the wonderful drug statins, were invented to inhibit, is stimulated by insulin. So that thing that statins are supposed to bind are stimulated by insulin. Yes, the same enzyme that statins were invented to inhibit, I'm repeating myself, is stimulated by insulin. I repeat myself because this, has your doctor ever said to you, hey, you know what, let's don't have you take these statins. There's lots of side effects to it. Let's first have you try cutting down your sugar. Has that happened to many of you? I probably not. I'm just sarcastic or cynical, but after the last 34 years, that didn't happen a lot. You know, it's well known that the trans fats also are known to cause heart disease. And back during World War II, when no one could get margarine, the number one trans fat, or white sugar or white flour, guess what happened? Well, those poor folks that lost the luxury of margarine or white sugar or refined flour found that their instance of heart disease rates plummeted bad, proving again that eating a diet largely of fruits and vegetables and lean protein, I guess skinny cows, has been proven time and time again to improve health. Plant sterols and raw food, fruits and vegetables and legumes, I can never say that word, they benefit your heart, as do olive oil and cod liver oil. We can leave that cod liver oil out. But you know, in one study in 2005, omega-3 fatty acids were more effective than statins in reducing both heart disease and all-cause mortality. It's been found that coconut oil kills bacteria, viruses that create inflammation and heart disease. You know, I'm giving out a lot of stats. I want to take a quick break here in just a second, but I want to encourage you to do one thing, to go and create an Evernote account, and then I want you to email me and let me know you created one so I can share a file, one of my files, that has all these facts, shows all the references. So if you doubt anything that I say, you can go right to the reference material and you can wonder why people choose not to promote that on TV rather than the drug answer. So create an Evernote.com account and then email me, drboos@spinetulsa.com. drboos@spinetulsa.com, DRBOOS at spinetulsa.com, and then let me know you did that, and I'll send you all this information that I'm sharing with you today. Hey, let's take a quick break. It's 9:30, and I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. You're listening to News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Hey, welcome back to the program, and had some callers and want to find out again where the Fairgrounds pollutant collection was, and it's the 15th in Sandusky. You know where the Driller Stadium, the baseball field, used to be there? It's back on that side, and you're going to see some folks out there, and they'll be directing directing traffic back there, and you just drive through there. And one more thing, it says that they don't take batteries. Well, you can take batteries, oil, antifreeze, the fairground pollutant. There's no need to wait. You can't take latex paint, tires, computers, radioactive waste, and commercial waste. So you can't take that stuff. But the other stuff that we talked about, the household cleaners, pesticides, fertilizers, automotive fluids, all that stuff, fluorescent lights and aerosol paint, hobby paint, pool chemicals, all that stuff containing mercury, you can take that out there. There'll be some fine folks out there to pick that up out of your trunk. So bring it in your trunk or the back of your truck. And you know, you got to think, be grateful for people like that who get up on a day like today and go out there and not get paid a penny, but they're out there. They're not the granola eating tree huggers that people like to make them out to be. But, hey, I like trees. I like granola too, for that matter. But I get off purpose here for just a second. But I was talking about your alternatives, real health care. And not just dumping chemicals on it to cover things up. Did you know that vitamin C, simple vitamin C, cheap and inexpensive vitamin C, is known as the human body's natural statin, Lipitor, I like to call it Skeletor. Why? Well, when vitamin C levels are low, the body will manufacture more cholesterol. And high levels of vitamin C lowers cholesterol. Did anybody tell you that? Anybody tell you that, before you take this $200 to $300 a month thing that has side effects, causes leg cramps, and some people forget where they are, try vitamin C. They probably don't tell you that much, do they? Wonder why. And while we're at it, although diet is extremely important because it'll make you look great in your clothes, exercise is extremely important because it'll make you look great naked. But seriously, being physically unfit is twice as great a risk factor for heart disease as all those other factors combined. So it takes a fivefold approach. Good nutrition, that's one. And by the way, you're going to find out these little tidbits that you learn every day if you go to our Facebook page and like us there, and you'll get little tidbits every day. It's like a college course. It takes you 30 seconds to read every day. And you learn things like this because you're not going to get it on TV where they pay gajillions of dollars to promote drugs that make gajillions of dollars for their shareholders. But it's, and that's fine. People want to make profits. That's great. But I'd like to be not part of that personally, if I can avoid it, I want to avoid it. If you have to take them, you do. But you're going to learn there are lots of ways that you don't have to take it. Some people think, well, I just got to do this. My doctor's got me on this drug. And I say, what now? And they say, well, my doctor's got me on this drug. And I said, so he comes by and actually puts it in your mouth. I mean, you don't have a choice in this. You can't own up and be a little bit responsible and look and see if there's maybe some other alternative. I feel like I'm my patient's dad or something, shame on you. I don't mean to shame people, but I just want them to. I get frustrated sometimes. Dadgum, I love him. I want to see him do well. I really do. I care about him, and I want to see him do well. So one is good nutrition. So like us, I was going to say Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa Facebook. Go to Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa Facebook. Like us. You'll get these little tidbits. And two is exercise. So one, good nutrition. Two is exercise. Had on Kate McDonald last week. We're going to get her back on and talk about some great ways to get in great shape and have it be fun and not painful. Three is rest. Yeah, well, we talked about getting sleep, eight hours sleep, ideally. Four is the mind-body health, which is another way of saying let go of the past. It really is. That's really the whole thing. Let go of the past, because if you keep hanging on to it and dragging it with you where you go, there's no time for opening up in new areas of your life. So get a chance today. Go to Dr. Joe Dispenza, D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he has a book out called How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself. How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself, and it's a great way to start fresh, to start new every day. And so that's four, good nutrition, exercise, rest, mind-body health. And the number five thing is a sound nervous system, which is more likely with spinal hygiene. What's spinal hygiene? Well, I'm very glad you asked. Thank you. That's my job. That's what I do. My job is to work with the greatest doctor in the world, and the world's greatest doctor is your body. I'm just there to remove interferences to your body's design, your body's incredibly designed healing system, and I'm here just to put it back to its default state. It's your body has a greater ability to heal than you've ever been led to believe. I've seen things happen in my office that amaze me, and I didn't do it. I was there to witness it, because your body is an incredible doctor as long as we remove the interferences to it. And though it's often overlooked, no matter how devoted you are to a proper diet and nutrition or your drugs and potions and lotions, you're going to only achieve your body's ideal healing power and optimal physical and cerebral strength. Yeah, cerebral strength, when you're appropriately nourishing your nerve system through a good, strong, steady nerve system that's been protected by routine spinal hygiene. You take care of your house, your car, you should anyway, but you need to take care of your body. And this spinal hygiene is another way of saying chiropractic spinal adjustments. Yes, I'll say it again, no matter how much devoted you are to diet and exercise, you can't be all that you can be without chiropractic care, period. And I have people who are in great shape, physical shape, and they say, no, my spine's fine. And because ignorance is bliss. I've got a question for you this morning that leads to proving that bold statement. What if health was given to you, just given to you? What if health was given to you? What do I mean by that? Well, if health was given to you, well, I'm certainly not talking about Obamacare giving you care, but have you ever heard someone say that they'd wished, hang in there with me, this is a analogy I'm working on here, but they wish they had $1 million, they wish they could win the lottery and win millions of dollars, Or maybe you've heard someone say that they wish they had their own business. I've heard that said. They said they wish they had their own business. They could be their own boss. And what a gigantic myth that is. Because when you're your own boss, you have hundreds of bosses if you're really in the service business. And then there are those folks who exclaim that they wish they had health. They just wish they had it. And we've all heard that, right? Sadly, I've been in church. I've heard people ask for prayer, hoping for health or the cure of a disease. And I certainly respect their wishes and respect their communication with God and prayer to their higher power, however they choose that higher power to be. But because I'm a doctor and I can tell you that God is the healer, so, and by the way, I'm not saying in the slightest that I operate some type of faith healing practice. So I don't want you to get that misconception. No, your body's healing system can be discussed from a scientific viewpoint. And my clinic's patient care approach is based from scientific research and validation. So we don't just pop and pray. And believe me, I'm not putting down prayer in the least. But back to my analogy, you ever wondered what would happen if all those folks, if their prayers or wishes were just granted? And picture a person who's neglected their body for years, and they've eaten sugar and all kinds of poisons, and they've neglected their spine. They've got degenerative joint disease, arthritis, and decreased organ function due to the lack of communication from the nerves because of the spinal pressure on their nerves. Have all these different deficiency syndromes or toxicity syndromes, and all of a sudden, their pains are gone, and they're able to move without pain in the blink of an eye. What do you think would happen to a patient like that over time? So let's switch the subject a bit. Question: have you seen what happens to people who win the lottery? It's really interesting. They've done TV shows. The research shows that most of the time, the lottery winners are back to where they were within a pretty short amount of time. Did you ever wonder why that's so? Well, it's been said that if someone can't create $1 million, they really can't keep $1 million. And the same goes for people who can't create and grow a business. You know, if you can't create one, you can't grow it. Without the skills to create a business, you really can't maintain one. And the same is similarly true regarding the miraculous restoration of health. If you wondered what would happen to that sick person who just all of a sudden was healed of a disease, well, often the same outcome or condition is evident within a certain amount of time, whether it be weeks or years. You know, frequently the disease will be back just like the people who win the lottery and find themselves back in the same financial condition. Sorry about that. And I think there's two main reasons why the disease would come back. Two main reasons. First, and most important, the person doesn't understand health or how the body works. And in order for the disease never to come back, we have to understand how the disease developed in the first place. And unfortunately, most believe that disease just shows up like it's something like a sin that they've been punished with or something that they catch. Yeah, I remember my grandmother used to be afraid to be around people who had cancer. I love her so much. She was just so much. I miss her. I see a picture of her every day. And great woman. But she feared being around people who had cancer because she thought that, you know, she could catch cancer from them. That seems funny to most people, but many of you operate the same way from that same lack of knowledge. Disease doesn't just happen. Health doesn't just happen. They're both a process. And disease develops due to lack of proper body function and malnutrition in over 90% of the cases, 90%. So just to keep things simple here this morning, most of us already understand that nutrition is a vital part of life, right? Simply put, you use enough bad gas in your car and eventually a problem shows up. There's no mystery about that, right, with your car. But the same principle is true for nutrition in your body. You know, bad fuel in, a bad engine, which equals disease, and it's not an accident. That's not something you caught by being close to someone sick. And the most overlooked component is function. That's the missing link, function. Function is the most overlooked part by many in the mainstream orthodox medical groups. Even though it's so vitally essential, it's so basic, ordinary medical practices don't even begin to address function. Instead, a prescription pill is offered that rarely cures anything. And in order to understand how your body functions, it really does help to look at how other things function. It's just that simple. you know, the electricity that runs through your brain and spinal cord, it's electricity, it's an energy. It goes to make your parts function, makes your parts move. It provides an intelligence as well as an electrical charge. And that intelligence makes your organs, your supportive tissue, and your cells then all work in concert. And that the body then has its chance of being well. And that's why I say every Sunday, if you don't have a doctor or chiropractic on your family's healthcare team, you're not only missing the boat, you're not even on the dock. You really aren't. I don't mean to be abrasive here, but dadgum, I care about you. I want to see people be able to find out that their body experience that your body's got a greater ability to heal. And it's so neat to have this treasure that you want to give out to people that most people don't know about. And so I want to encourage you, if your family doesn't have a chiropractor on its healthcare team, you've got to try it. You've got to go and give it a chance. Give it a chance. Give your body a chance. And remember the statistic I told you earlier. You know, my malpractice insurance is about $1,200 because we're safe. And medical practices average around $17,000. So if you go and nothing happens, hey, no harm done. But I'm betting you a lot takes place if you give your body a chance. And what have you got to lose but your pain and your suffering? So go online, and if your family does not have a doctor of chiropractic, I would love to apply for the job. I've been in Tulsa for 34 years in practice here. I've been here a lot longer than that, actually, but in practice 34 years. It's 68th in Yale. This is just down the street from KRMG. And 68th in Yale. And our phone number is 918-749-2992. That's 918-749-2992. Now, again, we're not for everybody. I'm not going to give you some kind of magical adjustment and cure you of ills. We're going to work with natural law, and we're going to provide a plan for you that encompasses all five of those things we talked about so you can get a chance at being back to who you need to be. You know, they used to say, I used to be different, now I'm the same. That's what I want to see you be. So I want to take one last break, and in the meantime, visit my website. It's spinetulsa.com, and then bring a lunch with you because there's lots of referenced research on there and lots of great tidbits of information, and it tells about my particular technique. It's a painless technique called Activator. It's just a handheld instrument, very gentle. We take care of babies that are a day old, and take care of folks who are 100, literally have. So, and everybody in between. So look us up online, spinetulsa.com, phone number 918-749-2992, and Booz Chiropractic on Facebook, Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and like us there to learn a lot. Let's take a quick break. It's now about 12 minutes to the hour, and you're listening to News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to the program. Just got a few quick minutes. Quick minutes are all the same. You know, those types of statements kind of are funny. You know, the weather people talk about that the weather's going to strive to get up above freezing or whatever. The weather doesn't strive. It just does what it does, you know. But anyway, those things make me think sometimes when people talk about nature like cartoon characters. Something I want to read, too. We talked about, you know, why I think making sure you maintain your spine is so vitally important. In order to make sure there's no nerve interference, and nerves are what control every single cell and tissue in your body. It's common knowledge. Again, page 4, Gray's Anatomy. But there's not a lot of money in that. You don't advertise that on TV a lot. And no health is not something you win in a lottery. We talked about that. It's something you develop by understanding how the body functions and addressing that function. And we talked about seeking out a chiropractor who addresses these two issues so you have your best opportunity to become well and stay well. And that's what I want to talk about, stay well. And here's a study to all you chiropractic patients out there to give you a pat on the back because it's titled, research was titled, Maintenance Chiropractic Care Prevents Relapse and Disability. It says, now this is really cool. Maintenance care appears to accomplish exactly what chiropractors have claimed it does. According to this new study, maintenance care prevents chronic disability in patients with low back pain. I hate to talk about low back pain with chiropractic because it's so much more. Asthma, I've seen people respond to asthma with stomach disorders, with tons of stuff. But anyway, this low back pain. Investigators tracked two groups. Both groups underwent intensive chiropractic care for 1 month. One group received no maintenance care, while the other received adjustments every 3 weeks, which is what I recommend to my patients pretty much. For the most part, I get adjusted about every 3 weeks, and keeps me feeling pretty good. So 9 months later, both groups were reevaluated. The study's authors write that for both groups, the pain and disability levels decreased after their intensive phase of treatments. What they mean is they saw somebody 2 to 3 times a week for about a month. Both groups maintained their pain scores at levels similar to the post-intensive treatments throughout the follow-up period. For the disability scores, however, the pain stayed reduced. But for the disability scores, you were able to get out and function. Only the group that was given spinal adjustments during the follow-up period maintained their post-intensive treatment scores. The disability scores of the other group went back to their pre-treatment levels. This is a quote. This experiment suggests that maintenance spinal, they use the word manipulations, which I hate, it's adjustments, after intensive manipulative care may be beneficial to patients to maintain subjective post-intensive treatment disability levels. So basically what they're saying is this. You have patients who come in and they will all have some intensive pain problem and will get their pain under control, will begin to stop it from getting worse, kind of like running alongside it, and then we'll get to where the pain has decreased until where it's pretty much gone. For the most of the time, it's gone. And so I asked them, okay, we've got your spine moving again. It was locked up, not moving properly, irritating and pinching nerves. And so now we've done that. What do you want to do? Do you want to, because life's going to continue to happen. We're still going to live on a planet that's got gravity. So should we just go ahead and let you back out and let it just go back to its closed up locked state, or should we keep it unlocked? That's a pretty rhetorical question. I mean, obviously you want to keep it unlocked if you're fairly sane. So people most of the time will say yes, that they would, they'd like to keep it unlocked. And that's one of the reasons we stay extremely busy in our office, because of all those folks who've made that intelligent decision. And you'll see most chiropractic patients, if you look at the profile of a chiropractic patient, it's somebody who is educated, they've thought about it, they're intelligent folks. And hey, by the way, too, I want to thank many of you, because recently we've had some just horrendous computer problems. And at one time, people had to wait an hour. And I am so, so sorry. That day we had an update from Medicare's, had a download. Who would think that the government would have problems with computers? But it messed ours up badly for a while, and we were there till 10 o'clock that night. Oh, by the way, I want to thank you, Red Flame Technologies. Red Flame Technologies, Tim, you are an amazing genius, and he's the most honest, inexpensive, sharpest IT guy I've ever met. And Tim Pottinger, thank you so much. You saved our clinic's life. Again, Tim Pottinger, unpaid for announcement here. Hey, thank you so much, and you're listening. I've enjoyed this morning, and I'll see you next Sunday here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Thank you for listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News Talk KRMG.